Right, Jim is in Belfast. We've moved into an interesting discussion here this morning, haven't we, about how any of you listening to the radio today would define a terrorist. Now, don't just knee-jerk into this. So think about how other people who may not share your political views would also define a terrorist before you pick up the phone this morning. 08459 555 678. William and Armagh, what do you think?
I just want to point out, you know, people's perceptions of what's a hero and what's a villain is a bit skewed all over the world. And just quote you two examples we have here. To the German, Bomber Harris, what does he represent? When he wiped out in a firestorm Dresden, there was no military there, just innocent Germans and British soldiers and all that were captive there. And then we've got to go to Argentina. What are the Argentinians' perception of Margaret Thatcher? When the Belgrano was sailing away from the submarine, but yet I think it was 1,200 lives gone. So everybody's perception is somewhat different.
But you heard, so you heard Conor Murphy this morning unapologetically describe Raymond McCreesh as a hero. So why wouldn't he want the children's play park named after someone who both he and his community view as a hero?
Yeah, but so I could go through Chichester Place. Like, if you read the history of Northern Ireland, Lord Chichester committed genocide on the western shores of Loch Ness. Lots of examples. You could Lord Carson on the Lord Craigavon. Well, what's the difference? There is no difference.
William, thank you. Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Stephen, I'd just like to make a couple of points. Yeah, one of them is with regard to, like, what's the terrorist? The old stock answer, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. And you heard it earlier on, was Nelson Mandela a terrorist? No, he wasn't, but other people accused him. But he was trying to right wrongs in his society. This is the historical war we have here. You know, and the unionist community involved in it. Every time I listen to union, I mean, yeah. Look, I've got hundreds of Protestant friends. I love them to death. I mean, my family's a mixed family. I'm a father of a mixed family. So don't give me this bit about me being bigoted. The fact is...
Let me ask this question.
Yes.
What's the difference between someone who you would view as a terrorist in Northern Ireland and an ISIS terrorist?
Well, I would look at an ISIS.
What's the difference between Mwazi, someone that's prepared to behead people, and someone in Northern Ireland who is prepared to blow men, women and children up?
I don't agree with any of it.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
I don't agree with whether it comes from the Republican side, the Loyalist side, ISIS or South Africa.
Is there a difference in a terrorist? Can there be a difference?
It depends on the circumstances. If people are fighting for liberty, if they're enslaved, don't they have a right to lift arms to defend themselves after centuries of oppression, starvation and famine, which actually was genocide, long before the Jews were killed by Germans?
Is there any difference in someone who, if we think of what ISIS have done over recent times, so they put someone in an orange jumpsuit and they behead them. And they glorify it and they send propaganda about it around the world. Is there any difference in that?
I don't agree with that. And
someone that puts a bomb in the centre of Belfast city centre and blows up men, women and children and then carries the coffin of the bomber?
Jesus.
Any difference?
Look, it's easy for you to come up with these kind of arguments. They're not relevant to this situation.
Well, it brings us to the heart of our discussion this morning as to how do you define a terrorist?
Well, I think that anybody who fights for their liberty to free themselves from slavery, literally, whether it's economic slavery or actually being in chains, has a right to defend themselves. It's a biblical right. It's a scriptural right.
But who decides whether they're fighting for liberty or whether they're fighting an unjust cause?
Well,
who decides?
Well, then let's define an unjust cause. Do you think that half of this nation in this country here who didn't get a job, weren't allowed a job, were denied things because they were Catholics? You know, I mean, the unionist community need to own up to the fact that they were the other half of the problem. When I listen to them on the radio here, they deny everything. Everything's wrong. Catholics, Republicans, Irish nationalists, they're the bad people. They didn't. I mean, you listen to the average unionist, yeah. We didn't do anything.
Were the soldiers on Bloody Sunday, were they terrorists?
Well, I wouldn't want to make a judgment call on that. Were they shooting to defend themselves?
Are ISIS shooting to defend themselves?
Stephen, you're throwing gravel in the stew, man.
I'm not.
But you are. You're mixing the thing entirely.
But presumably everybody...
Was Bomber Harris a terrorist then? If you want to go down that road. 25,000 people in Dresden burnt to death. You know, get the thing in perspective. Well, and I'm not against the unions. I love them. I mean, I really do. David Irvine was one of my heroes. And I met the man. I'm not a bigot. Thank God I'm not a bigot. And the people who know me when I'm speaking here know me well, many Protestant people, and they know I don't have any axe to grind.
You see, you're an ex-soldier, Robert, right? And I hear what you're saying. But you are uncomfortable every time I try to draw a parallel between any killer in Northern Ireland and ISIS.
Look,
You don't like it.
No, but I'll tell you why.
And I'm asking you what the difference is.
I'm telling you, it should never, ever, ever have happened. Nobody in the IRA should ever lifted a hand. Nobody in the unionist community should ever lift. It should never have happened because it was deliberately frustrated. People made it their business to make sure there was no unity. And they were decorated for it. And Conor Murphy said it there. Their statues are up at Stormont there and they're revered. I don't care. They can stay there forever. You know, and again, he's saying half of Belfast is named after English royalty. I don't have a problem with it, but other Irish people do. You've got to be fair, man. The unionist community need to admit
what do you make of the problem. What do you make of the Raymond McCreesh play part?
Well, that's a matter for the people in that area.
Okay.
I mean, there's a loyalist demonstration going up in Ardoyne there. It's been going on now, costing millions. I haven't said nothing about it. It should be worked out among the people there and to settle those differences. You know, I mean, and I just make this point, and I make it again as a Christian, because I am a Christian. You know, is it right to be marching up and down people's streets and roads because you've done it for 150 years? Doesn't make it right.
Robert, thank you. There are loads of your calls from all over the country coming in about this morning, so we'll come back to this after 10 o'clock today. 08459 555 678. What's the difference between a man who pulled on a balaclava in this country and shot people dead and murdered them, and Mwazi, who covers his face and beheads people? What's the difference? How do you define a terrorist? Danny and Derry. Morning, Danny.
Morning, Stephen.
Tell us your story, Danny.
My father was murdered in 1976, aged 36 years of age. He was murdered by the EFF. For a simple reason was he was a Catholic. Now, we as a family believe that my father was an innocent victim, but we also believe that those people who murdered him were victims of circumstance. And I wish people would stop using the word terrorist, because it's not helping this cause in this country at the minute.
Why?
Because I just think that, you know, people can brand these names around forever and ever. We need to get a situation in this country where people can move on. There's people on both sides of the community that just need to get a life, and they're squealing out for people in politics to help. But as regards the word terrorist, we have never, as a family, used it. We would just look for an apology for those who murdered my father, but we just feel that they were also victims of circumstance, you know.
How would you define a terrorist?
I wouldn't define it. I wouldn't actually get into that at all, Stephen. As I say, we've never, as a family, called those people terrorists. I'm sure a lot of those people, if they're still living, would have regrets today that they got involved in the conflict. But I just feel that the word terrorist needs to be stopped, used, you know.
Danny, thank you. Here's another Danny now. Morning to you, Danny.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Obviously, a definition of a terrorist is very hard to pin down, but certainly my own personal view on it, you know, if somebody believes that it's okay to use violence and murder against an innocent civilian population, you know, that's a pretty big step in itself. And obviously that would include a lot of groups, IRA, UDA, UVF, and groups who have colluded, you know, with security services both in the Republic and in Northern Ireland. And even you could argue elements like the Military Reaction Force as well, you know, have used terror against the civilian population. So, you know, that's something that would certainly go in one direction towards a definition of a terrorist.
And Fred and Tremor. Morning, Fred.
Well, the dictionary's definition of a terrorist, right? It's a person attempting to further his views or the rule or system by coercive intimidation. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, Fred.
Right, that's the dictionary definition of a terrorist. But we go on to what that gentleman said about South Africa. I've always looked on the view as the simple reason in South Africa. The situation was completely different from Northern Ireland. For it was a case of a so-called discriminated against majority, not a so-called discriminated against minority. As well as that, we also heard this thing of 50 years of misrule, so-called misrule. But sure, was the people of Northern Ireland not a lot better off than they were during the 40 years of terror rule?
So how would you define a terrorist, Fred?
Well, you mentioned the ISIS and the beheading. At least they go out and do the thing openly. They don't kind of shoot in the back terrorist or bomb innocent people. These are people who have been captured, who they have captured, and it's done openly. It's not done behind closed doors or done in the dark or done by leaving bombs where nobody knows where they are.
Fred, thank you. George and Ballywalter. Morning, George.
Good morning, Stephen. I would just like to say that I cannot see any difference between someone like Jihadi John burning a person alive in a cage and somebody burning people alive in the likes of Le Mans. And I would say anyone that supports people like that are also terrorists.
I guess you get the counter-argument that for those who planted the bomb in Le Mans, it wasn't their direct intention to burn people alive, but if you put a bomb in a hotel or a restaurant, what do they think is going to happen?
Yeah, there's only one result if you do that, and it's the same result as pouring petrol or oil over a person in a cage. It's terrorism, quite simply.